How does our free will interplay with the modes? First of all, the modes condition the free will in the sense that, so if a particular mode is prominent, we will be much more inclined to act in that direction. But it's always that we have free will. But if you are habituated to act in a particular way, you will be more inclined to act like that. Say, example, which are, you know, suppose there are, you know, there is this floor and water is flowing from here. Now there are, say, three holes for the water to go. Now, if the floor is more inclined towards one hole, then it is at the other holes. Water will naturally flow in that direction. It doesn't have to go there. It can be pushed in the other direction also, other hole also. But because the floor is more inclined that way, water is more likely to go in that direction. So like that, you know, the three modes are there. But depending on whatever mode we have cultivated from our past life karma, whatever kind of body we have, so our consciousness will more naturally flow in that direction. So in a sense, we have free will always, but if we are not conscientious, then our consciousness will almost flow automatically without our really deliberating on it in a particular direction. So the Bhagavatam in the Uddhava Gita talks about several factors by which we can change the mode influencing us. So, for example, the kind of books that we study, kind of people we associate with, the kind of food that we eat, the kind of thought that we habitually contemplate, the kind of place that we habitually live in. There are many factors like that which are given, which basically, if all these we bring to sattvic, which make the sattvic, then the influence of the lower modes will decrease and sattvic guna will increase. So Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur in his Bhagavata commentary also in the 14th chapter, he says that by repeatedly endeavoring to choose a particular mode, we can make that mode stronger. So we can see, of course, the converse happening. Say somebody repeatedly chooses something in the mode of ignorance. They repeatedly choose to oversleep. And then they develop a habit of oversleeping. So similarly, somebody else repeatedly chooses to exercise. And over a period of time, they develop the habit of exercising. So our free will is conditioned by the modes. That means it is whichever mode is prominent, that is the direction our consciousness will naturally flow and we will be inclined to act that way. And not acting that way will require greater endeavor. But it's possible. It's possible by becoming more conscientious internally and creating a supportive environment externally, we can change the way our consciousness flows, or change which mode it flows according to.